Harry Bradbury here, and welcome to video 24, part 3 of the Canon EOS 500DT with Iron Kiss X3 tutorial videos. Continuing on with the video mode, this time looking at the resolution setting of 1080p and 20 frames a second. In the previous video, you saw we used 720p, 30 frames a second. I explained some of the limitations of using the 500D as a video camera in respect of the control over the exposure and the audio as well. But in this short video, I just want to have a look at the 1080p 20 frames a second option. Now, before I start doing any moving around, just to show how the slower frame rate of 20 frames a second affects the video, I just want to point out that 20 frames a second is really, really odd as a frame rate. I don't know whether it was a hardware limitation when they picked it because of the higher resolution, the file sizes, the data throughput, I'm not sure. But usually 1080p is 30 frames a second or 24 or 25 frames a second, depending if you're PAL or NTSC formats. So 20 frames a second is kind of a little bit short, really, in terms of the frame rate. That as well, I don't know of any other video camera other than the 500D that shoots 20 frames a second. It's just odd. So if you try and take that 20 frames a second footage and combine it with 24, 30 frames a second or other, it's not really going to work. Unless you wanted to combine it for creative effect and make something really slow, or possibly maybe make the video skip frames for a dramatic effect or something like that, but 20 frames a second is just very, very weird as a frame rate. So we'll have a quick look at the motion in 1080p 20 frames a second. So here you can just see me waving my hands and how it picks up the movement as well. The lower frame rate is going to cause a little bit more of a jerky movement. You'll probably see it more when I walk off frame and then walk across frame. Again, excuse the camera bouncing up and down. Okay, I've got a little bit faster. Okay, it doesn't handle it quite as well as the 720p 30 frames a second. Generally when shooting video, there are certain rules, if you like, with how you would set your shutter speed based on the frame rate that you're using, the 180 degree rule. But remember, with the 500D, it does everything for you, so we're kind of limited in that realm really as well. The other cameras that I mentioned earlier on have more manual control, so they are better for that. So bear that in mind. If you're using 1080p 20 frames a second, make sure it's just one video and you're going to combine that 1080p and that frame rate together, because it's not really going to work very well with others. So what we'll do now, we'll set up a demo of a mock interview of my good friend Mark Baldy, who's currently behind the 500D at the moment. Okay, and I'll just talk you through how I set that up, how I'm going to light that, and kind of trick the camera to get it to where I want it to be in terms of its aperture for the depth of field and the exposure that I want as well. As always, any comments or questions, stick them below. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel, although you probably already are if you're watching this. New to Photo, NTP Advanced as well, and my New to Photo co-host channel, Snap Puppy. And we'll catch you in the next part.